could one of the issues be the fact that fans follow media broadcasters, pundits, commentators, and they role model the way they treat referees, and they've got the benefits of replays and hindsight. And what role does that media scrutiny have in referees being respected or disrespected? And what can we do to change that? It's like the media are kind of beyond the reach of the FA and the various organizations, but I see them being absolutely crucial in referees being disrespected, derided at times.
Yeah, they certainly have a significant role to play. And I think sometimes they don't necessarily think about the consequence of the coverage or how they might, or how some of the pundits might speak about the officiating. It's very easy to say, you know, oh, it's not very good. Well, okay, but certainly within the work we do and the research we've done over a significant period of time, what we want to look at is, okay, well, if that's a problem, why is it a problem? Okay, if we think that there's a problem at the top level, what is happening in the development pathway? Where is the talent ID taking place? Where is the talent development? What is the coaching like for referees? Where does that coaching take place? Who is providing it? What is the structure around these officials like? Is it best fit? Is it best value to get the best out of that workforce? Because the easy way out is just to say at the top level, well, they're not good enough. Well, okay, but that person has gone through a system to be at that point, officiating that fixture at that time on that television platform. So we need to, you know, think about it in much more detail, much more depth than that. And the argument is far more nuanced than that sort of either they're good or they're not approach. And so I don't think sometimes pundits, media platforms think about what impact their words, their opinions might have. I know they're paid to have an opinion. I completely understand that. But we have to think about the sort of good of the game as well. Now, some platforms have, in the last 2-3 years, started having referees. If we're talking about soccer, football, they've had them on the programme and they have them it cuts away to these ex-referees more often than not, who then give the officiating perspective on why a decision was given. That's a step in the right direction, but more often than not, pundits might disagree. And, you know, do they fully understand the laws of the game, for example? That might be a problem.
Yes.
And, of course, many of the decisions we give in football or soccer are subjective. You know, so yes, there are some laws which are yes and no. You know, it's why goal line technology works particularly well, because if the technology is good enough to measure whether a ball is over the line or not over the line, that is a yes no question. Yeah, it's a simple binary choice, if you like.
Yep.
But the majority of the decisions that referees make during the course of a football match are not yes, no answers. They are subjective and they are open to interpretation. The laws of the game are there to be interpreted. So I think that's where many of the problems come in. And I think a lack of understanding of that simple sort of fact is a problem. But also the fact that, you know, look, if you listen to many of the sort of pundits and things like that, some of them are really good and some of them are very balanced. Some, you know, clearly don't understand the laws of the game or haven't researched before they've made a comment. Now, that can have detrimental effects on you know, the refereeing workforce, the guys at the top level, and of course that can filter down to people at lower levels as well.